Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Christ is risen. We find ourselves here today, and we know the story. But how does the fantastical resurrection story have to do with us? The ultimate message is this: no matter how dead you feel inside, how dead your life dreams may feel, God is making a way for you. Today, we kick off our Resurrection Story series with the story of all stories and the reason why there is always hope. Can you turn your life around? Can you find life when everything feels lifeless? Can your light shine in what feels like a dark tomb? Yes. 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 Hallelujah. We continue with the story of Lazarus. When she, Martha, had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary. And she told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she, Mary, heard that, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of a blind man have come, kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is stench because he's been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took the stone away, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out. his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of the Lord. So you may wonder why the heck we're talking about Lazarus on Easter Sunday. It's a part of the series as we kick it off and we talk about resurrection stories, about those stories that talk about opportunities to turn our life around, those places when life feels lifeless. Sometimes it even feels like we're in a dark tomb. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord." Scholar Carol Lewis writes, "We tend to focus on the resurrection of the situation for ourselves as a distant promise, our guarantee for salvation, our eternal life with God and Jesus in heaven. But what if? What might it mean that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that we are raised to life, not in the future, not for a salvific existence, but for life right now, right here with Jesus? What would it mean to you and to me to know that this idea of a resurrection is an ongoing event? What type of hope does that give us if we know we can turn our life around? That we can face those moments where life just feels lifeless? When we feel like we're stuck in a tomb. You see, resurrection didn't just happen to Jesus. It happened to the widow's son in Elijah's story, to the Shulamite's son in Elisha's story, to Jairus' daughter, and to Lazarus. And those were just the folks that were actually dead. Think about Jonah and Paul and so many others that felt dead and were resurrected. Think about the church in Thessalonica, the church in Corinthians. Think about the church that is resurrected through Christ again and again and again. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." Jesus reminds us again and again that we can and should trust that resurrection will occur again and again. Whether we feel dead or just in a dead-end position, we know that you can hold on to the fact that God will unbind you, unbind whatever is holding you in place, so that God can give you a resurrection to the new life again and again and again. My friends, no matter how dead you feel inside, or how dead your life dreams may feel, trust this. God is making a way for you. This is the hope key. This morning, you received a hope key. I remind you to put it in your pocket, put it in your purse, carry it with you. Because there are times in our lives where it feels like we have died or are going to die or life will not continue on as it is. This key is a reminder that all of us are raised to life, not just for salvific existence, but for life right now, right here, with Jesus. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.